following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Welcome into the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Courtside for Silicaga basketball tonight as the Aggies hosting the rival Talladega Tigers. These two teams met, Thursday of last week, where they knocked off Talladega 86-46 on their way to a big school championship and a Talladega County Super Championship. But now Talladega visiting Nichols Lawson Middle School tonight. He's Alex Baldwin. I'm Jeremy Law. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Silicaga Athletics, streaming live on Facebook, YouTube, and as always on Mix 106.5 and Mix 106.5 Radio.com. Alex Baldwin, rivalry matchup, Silicaga and Talladega. Your first year covering the Aggies. It's a shame that some of these scores against Talladega have been what they are. Silicaga probably the much better basketball team, but you never know what you're going to get when these two teams match up.
This is like Alabama and Auburn. Every year they match up. You can throw the schedule, the record, the performances in the previous games out the window. This could go either way between Silicaga and Talladega. Their matchups have been bloody back and forth battles. Silicaga's got to play the defense we've known them to play if they're going to come out with a victory at home.
Yeah, it's Silicaga 22-3 on the year, 5-1 in area play. They won the regular season area crown last night with a dominating win over Shelby County. So they'll host the area tournament here next week on Monday and Wednesday. So not that the Aggies are a lock for the round of 32, but you like your chances against Shelby County in that first round. And then you'd like to be able to get a favorable matchup down in sub-region. If you win that game, you'll host sub-region. So big game tonight as the Aggies prepare. Also on the road on Thursday to finish up the regular season on the road at Childersburg. We'll have that game for you as well right here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Speaking of the Aggie Sports Network, spring sports right around the corner. Talladega County Baseball and Softball Media Day live at Radio Alabama tomorrow. All 16 teams from the county will be joining us live in studio. You can watch that all day on SilicagaNews.com's Facebook page, as well as all of the Radio Alabama Sports Network Facebook pages, the Aggie Sports Network, Tiger Sports Network, Comer Sports Network, Fayetteville Sports Network, as well as their respective YouTube channels. It's going to be a great day. We want to thank Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union as being the presenting sponsor of that event, as well as Coosa Valley Medical Center and Donahue Physical Therapy for stepping in and sponsoring Talladega County Baseball and Softball Media Day. But Alex Baldwin, it is good to see Josh Spear dressed. We were told we probably wouldn't see him get any more action until the area tournament, which is, again, Monday and Wednesday of next week. But Josh Spear is dressed with a brace on that left knee.
It's important to have Josh Spear for Silicaga. He's their leading rebounder on the season. And while he's not the biggest player on the court size-wise, he's going to battle for rebounds, and it's going to magnet to his hands. So to get him back for the area tournament, it's going to be huge for Silicaga when they play teams like Clay Central and Briarwood, who are physical and have big man down low.
Keys to the game tonight.
Keys to the game are going to be win the rebound battle. In their loss earlier in the season to Clay Central, their only region loss, they really did struggle to rebound the basketball without Josh Beer. They made up for it last week in the county tournament against Talladega and Childersburg, rebounded the ball effectively. But if they're going to win this game, they got to rebound as a group and battle on the glass against a Talladega team that's going to consistently attack it again and again offensively. And then make three-pointers. In the Clay Central loss again, they struggled to make shots, forced up a lot of unnecessary jump shots. But if you're Silicaga, run your offense and make the jump shots when you have them. They did against Talladega in the county tournament. They made a ton of three-pointers. C.J. Franklin ended with 30 points in that game. So make your jump shots when they're open.
All right, that'll wrap up the tonight's Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. And a reminder, if you're watching on Facebook on the Aggie Sports Network Facebook page, if you comment, go Aggies, You got a chance to win an Aggie Sports Network hoodie. We'll announce the winner in the comments during tonight's Star Physical Therapy post-game show. So stay with us right here. Tip-off in the Cusadon Medical Center starting lineups when we come back. This is the Cusapons Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Cusapines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Cusapines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Cusapines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Marble City Urology is now open at Coosa Valley Medical Center. Led by Dr. Lansing C. Patterson, they specialize in prostate health, kidney stones, and other urological needs. Located in Sylacauga, their expert team is dedicated to providing personalized, compassionate care close to home. Schedule your appointment today by calling 256-401-4000. Take charge of your health with Dr. Patterson and the specialist at Marble City Urology, your trusted care partners. Visit cvhealth.net for more details.
Your safety on the road starts with a well-maintained car, and Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga is here to help. Regular oil changes, tire rotation and balance, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers keep your vehicle in top shape. Need new tires? They've got you covered, because a safe car means peace of mind for every journey. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
When back pain or sports injuries... Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Is Sylacauga High School Basketball on the Cusapines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm and Home Furniture, Moland Paint and Body, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, and of Sylacauga High School Athletics, Jeremy Law.
Welcome back to the Cusapines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Awaiting tonight's starting lineups, brought to you by Cusadine Medical Center. Tip-off. Let me wait to throw it over to public address announcer Brent Ashley. Sylacauga and Talladega here. And now let's turn it over to Brent Ashley for tonight's starting lineups.
Remember, they say attitude is everything. And that is true. Attitude is everything. And it's leading it off for them will be a guard, Glenn Jr. Number two, Arlandis Jones. And the guard wearing number three, junior, Jacobian Wright. And the senior, playing guard, number 12, Jaden Jones. And the four, the junior, wearing number 22, Joshua Story. And the forward, a junior wearing number 24, Kenton Curry.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's the starting lineup for the Talladega Tigers. And now for our Aggies, who's standing on business. Our guard, wearing number zero, senior 5'11", Jordan Robertson. And our power forward, standing 6'7", a senior, wearing number one, Aiden Rose. And the forward, standing 6', a junior, wearing number two, Kevin Patterson. And the forward, standing 5'11", a junior, wearing number four, standing 6', a junior, wearing number 5, C.J. Franklin. And our coaches for our Aggies is Joel Jones and assistant coach Tyler Patterson.
Those are your Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups for the Aggies tonight. Roberson, Crow, Patterson, O'Neill, and C.J. Franklin. For Talladega, you got Josh Story, Jacobian Wright, Rolandis Jones, Jaden Jones, missing one, Alex Bauman.
Jaden Curry.
Steph Curry, there we go. Crow to jump it off against Josh Story, who the Aggies are very familiar with. He was at Sylacauga last year, his brother Caleb Story. Heck of a football player. Aggies win the tap, tip it to CJ, and CJ lays it up and in to start the ball game. Aggies lead it 2-0. Talladega in black, trimmed in red and white. Aggies in the home white uniforms. Sylacauga in cardinal across the chest. At the top, it's Jones. Hands it on to Rolandis Jones. Driving, had his shot. Partially blocked at the rim. Got it up on the rim. Then an offensive putback good for Jaden Curry.
It was Sylacauga's kryptonite in their first matchup. They could not secure defensive rebounds. And Talladega feasted in that first quarter.
CJ working at the top. Jordan rolls off a screen, drives, kicks. Franklin open for three, too strong. Crow goes up, grabs the board over Story, missed the putback, and Josh Story gathers in the rebound for the Tigers. Jones on the drive, rebound, Josh Story. He'll turn around, put it back up, off the rim, and then the window, no good. Another offensive putback up and good as Jaden Curry's got the first four for Talladega.
This is exactly how the first game started last week against Talladega. Sylacauga could not secure the defensive rebounds.
CJ dribbles to the left key, now at the left wing. He's doubled, trapped, got hit from behind, no whistle. Curry with a rebound. Curry on the drive, layup, too strong, put back no good, and now Eric O'Neill will take it. Watch out, Eric has it poked out from behind, and then a foul is called. First win of the ball game is Sylacauga trails 4-2 with 6:31 to go in the first quarter. A reminder, Thursday on the road at Childersburg, we'll have that for you too. It's a rivalry contest to close out the regular season. CJ will put it in on the baseline. Now Jordan Roberson will come take his place. We get it into Crow, who had a good night last night from the field. Roberson from the corner. Picked up his dribble. Now Crow, left side of the floor, had it tapped away. Tristan Whetstone set to check in. Talladega throws a wild shot up off the rim. Rebounded by Crow. Talladega quick hands, knocks it out of the hands of Patterson. And now an outlet pass to Roberson. He'll step into a three. Jordan, too strong. Long rebound. Roberson gets it back. No look feed to Patterson for three. It's up, and it's good.
Good bounce for Jordan Roberson right there. He's kind of stepped to the side, but the ball landed right in his lap. Able to feed Corbin Patterson for that three.
5-4. Aggies lead the Tigers by one. Left side of the floor, Josh Story. Nowhere to go with it. Gets it off to Jaden Jones. The senior Tiger made the catch in the midcourt circle. Far side, 18-foot jumper. A little short. Rebound. Curry again. Put it off the window. No good. And Corbin grabs the board. Has it taken away. And the Tigers retake a 6-5 lead.
For the Tigers.
With Jacobian Wright with the bucket.
Sloppy play right now for Sylacauga. Multiple turnovers up to three, and then they're continuing getting beat on the defensive rebound.
Roberson for three, answers back. He is scorching hot over the last week.
when you're feeling it, you're feeling it, and Jordan Roberson is definitely doing so.
Gabe and T will check in at the next dead ball. They're at the scoring table. Caden Jones with it. Over to Rolandis Jones. Jones takes the signals from head coach Darian Simmons of Talladega. He'll take a high screen from Story. Jones dribbling to the left wing. Step back three. Jones well short. Long rebound ends up out of bounds over the Aggie basketball. Here come Gabe and T. Crow and Corbin checking out. Coach Jones wasn't really happy with the rebounding.
That's been the issue against Talladega their last two games they played them. Aiden Crow did a much better job in the second quarter, and Corbin Patterson was the catalyst in that second quarter last week against Talladega. So maybe Joel Jones getting him a rest, expecting that.
Harrell off the roll from CJ, missed the bucket, and then a foul down on the floor before the shot will be on Talladega. T got the putback to drop, but it was before the shot. They got it on Josh Story. CJ to put it in baseline right. Bucket is to his left. Fires it in to Harrell, wearing the number three in white tonight. Harrell rotates to the far side of the floor. The senior had a good game for the Aggies last night. Gives it off to CJ. Circles around the top. Now O'Neal back to CJ. 4:17 to go, first quarter. Aggies lead it 8-6. Harrell takes it, now gets a screen, drives and kicks. CJ attacking, over to Gabe in the corner to Roberson. He'll blow by the defense. Jordan floats through the air, missed the shot. The one-handed tap back, no good, and the rebound fought for. And Curry takes it for the Tigers. He's on the run. The Aggies knocked it off of Curry out of bounds. No, they'll say the Aggies touched it last as it rolls out on the baseline.
Looked like it went off his knee to me. I mean, that would look clear as day from where we're sitting, but the referee, I guess, didn't agree with that.
Rolandis Jones on the baseline, trying to get it in. It's out of bounds on Talladega. No, they'll say it was touched by T, and the Tigers will try it again. 8-6. Making the catch in the corner, Jaden Jones, and he walked with it. Remember, comment, go Aggies on the Aggie Sports Network stream tonight for a chance to win an Aggie Sports Network hoodie. We'll give you the winner in tonight's Star Physical Therapy post-game show. We'll put it in the comments and announce it on air. 8-6 in the corner. O'Neal for three. Eric off the back iron. Rebound bouncing down on the floor. Two Tigers going for it and picked up and cleared by Jakavian Wright. Left to right in black. Baseball pass down low. Story ducks underneath the defense. Missed the shot. Again, another offensive rebound. Put back, though, for Talladega.
I mean, this is getting crazy at this point. Somebody has got to box out.
Ball CJ watching multiple. Driving. Missed his shot. Talladega's hanging in this ball game early. We're tied at 8 with about 3 minutes to go in the first. Corbin and Aiden will check back in. Curry missed the jumper. Rebounded by O'Neal. It's going to be pushed up by CJ now. CJ to a wide open Harrell. He'll rise and fire, and he will connect.
Harrell!
11-8, Aggies by three.
Beautiful feed from CJ Franklin. Put it right in the shooter's pocket, and Gabe Harrell awarded him.
Screen set at the top. Deep two, no good. Should have been an offensive foul by Talladega on the rebound. The Aggies do gather in the board. Harrell dribbled behind his back. What a move, Gabe, and he got ripped right across the arms going up. Talladega got the loose ball. Rolandis Jones, runner, no. Taken away by Roberson. On the other end, Eric was going to go for a dunk. Lost his dribble, but simply lays it in.
That's what Silicaga likes to do, get out and run. They're doing it effectively with Jordan Roberson leading the pack.
Right on the drive, a contested jumper, tough shot, got it to drop, and a timeout called by Talladega. See if he wants a full or a 30. It's a 30-second timeout. Alex will stay here. 13-10, Aggies with the lead. Back and forth they go. Silicaga's been the much better team in the two games prior to this one, but the rebounding and the Tigers, how they play it on the glass, is what's really keeping them in it early.
Silicaga continually over and over again. Ball watches when the shot goes up, doesn't put their rear end on somebody when they're supposed to. Joel Jones has been on them the entirety of this first quarter, telling them you got to find somebody and box them out if we're going to get rebounds. They've done it a couple of times, but that's been the issue last week and early in this game. Got to figure it out when you're playing Talladega, or they will make you pay.
-10 after the timeout. We do want to thank Alex for running the camera during the girls' game. I did it a couple weeks ago. It's not as easy as it looks. I tell you. You get lost out there. One text message away from missing an entire quarter. Roberson step back two. Foul on Josh Story, his second. As Eric O'Neill, good clean box out. Josh Story landed on top of him.
If everybody could do that on the defensive end, this game wouldn't even be close.
CJ gets it into Crow, goes up strong. Oh, he missed the layup, the second one for Crow tonight. Jones in the corner. The Aggies dare him to shoot. He missed it, but a rebound and a long rebound for Talladega. Going up, a foul and one. Curry does it again. Jaden Curry, the junior for Talladega, having himself a night.
Well, most of his shots are coming off second chance baskets. Silicaga, I don't want to blame Silicaga right there for that rebound because it was a long rebound, but over and over again, ball watching, not pushing the defender or the offensive player out of the way to secure a rebound. And if they can't do it, they're going to be in for a battle here.
Yeah, that rebound was one you could live with. It was a deep three that went high off of the rim. Curry's free throw is good. And we're tied at 13 with 70 seconds to go in the first. CJ, a three, rattles it in. Well, CJ makes it look easy. Funny, every player for the Aggies scored last night but C.J. Franklin, and you get a technical foul called on Coach Joel Jones. If I told you that every single player for the Aggies scored except one, I don't think C.J. Franklin would be your first guess.
Not after the 30-point performance he put against Talladega last week. I would have not expected
CJ Franklin. Quality minutes from Trey Wright last night, Malik Sparks. All the seniors got to play a lot as Curry makes the first free throw. How many has Curry got?
I think he's got 8 points right now. Yeah.
16-15. There's two shots and the ball for the Tigers. 57 seconds left in the first. Rolandis Jones at the top to Wright, and that's the second time Wright has traveled here in the first quarter. With 45 seconds to play in the opening period, brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy. Aggies with the basketball, and they threw it away. Intercepted. Rolandis Jones at the rim, blocked by CJ, but it still found a way to get in.
CJ Franklin tried his absolute hardest, man. He butt touched the top of the backboard.
Tigers lead it by one. Sulcaga's going to hold for the final shot. Jones comes out to get Franklin with 15 seconds. CJ dribbling on the far side across from us in front of the Talladega fans now with seven. With six, he gets the signal to go. CJ for three off the rim. No good. Rebound down to the floor. Talladega picks it up. The buzzer will sound, and that is how the first quarter comes to an end. We played 8 minutes. 17-16. Tigers with the lead. We'll be back. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Stuck on the road? Merkle's Anytime Towing offers light, medium, and heavy-duty towing and recovery in Shelby and Talladega counties. Need a jump start or a tire change? We've got you covered 24-7. In case of an accident, make sure to tell the officer that you want Merkle's Anytime Towing to tow your car. Trust the name that's always right there when you need it. Merkle's Anytime Towing, the first choice in towing and roadside assistance. Visit us online anytime at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Welcome back to start the second quarter. Tigers with a one-point lead over the Aggies. Rolandis Jones driving, lefty layup, up and good.
Cannot let Talladega get that close to the basket. You got to stop the driver well before that happens if you're Silicaga.
Corbin makes the catch at the top of the key. Thought about a step back, hands it over to Eric O'Neill. Chest pass back to Corbin with 7.5 minutes left in the second. Merrick working at the top. Offensive rebounds key for Talladega. O'Neill fires a three, misfires on it. Talladega gets the board. Tough first 8 minutes for the Aggies. Probably didn't play as well on the glass as Coach Jones would like.
Exactly what happened in their first matchup last week.
CJ had the steal, had it poked away from behind. Loose ball down on the floor. Roberson wants a three. Roberson's got a three.
If anybody's feeling it right now from the three-point line, it's Jordan Roberson. With them struggling offensively, he's got to be the guy that gets them ahead in this basketball game.
Need him to stay hot for at least a couple more weeks.
Especially with the county tournament right around the corner. Or the area tournament, sorry.
19-19, your score. Roberson has two threes tonight. Jones driving. Offensive foul. Perfect. Tristan Whetstone sets up and takes the charge.
Exactly what Coach Jones wants his big man to do right there. Get in position. If you get called for a foul, that's the foul you want to get called for. You want to be in position, hands straight up, not reaching down at the driver.
Whetstone down low. Nice move, but missed the layup. He got his own miss. Now it's Corbin for three. Patterson rattles in his second three of the night. On the drive on the other side, Jacobian Wright hits the floater.
Once again, Silicaga lets the driver get way too close to the basket. Got to stop him with some heavy ball pressure that Silicaga Aggies are known for.
Good guys lead at 22-21. 5:40 to go, second quarter. Corbin on the drive, stops, spins, and kicks. Roberson open for three. Roberson too strong. Rebound fought for, ends up out of bounds, and the Aggies will keep it. Good play for O'Neill. Think he knocked it off of Jaden Curry. Now checking in for Talladega. Talladega County Baseball and Softball Media Day tomorrow, presented by Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Watch your favorite team tomorrow on Facebook Live and YouTube. Also brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy and Coosa Valley Medical Center. 22-21 Aggies. Crossover move, O'Neill, and he got fouled across the arms. The second foul on the Tigers here in the second quarter. Your right tire and service five on the floor. Patterson, Franklin, Whetstone, O'Neill, Roberson. CJ working the right side. Stops at the elbow and gets hit across the arms. So back-to-back fouls for Talladega on this possession for the Aggies. Gives them their third foul.
That'll be his second personal foul.
Checking in for the Tigers.
It's going to be number 20. That's Logan Morris.
Logan Morris. Roberson driving, spinning, floating, missed the shot. Long rebound taken by the Tigers. Quick outlet pass to Morse. Back to Jakavian Wright, who hits the finger roll, and they take a one-point lead, 23-22. Back and forth they go. Patterson dribbled it, went down to the floor. You're going to get a jump ball, and the Aggies have the arrow.
Possession stays for Silicon.
We get it into the backcourt to CJ. Driving around right, got him in the air. He'll stop, spin, shoot, and score. CJ Franklin for two. Six lead changes in the first 11 or so minutes.
Appears like it's going to be much different than last week's game against Talladega. They're ready, and Silicaga has got to play better.
Shot, maybe tapped by Roberson. Taken away by the Aggies. They have numbers. A three-on-one. O'Neal, tossed it underhanded to Roberson, but it was behind him. The Aggies have missed too many chances. Wright missed the shot. Here we go on an outlet. We'll throw it ahead to Roberson, but it's knocked out by Talladega. CJ was searching for Jordan.
CJ Franklin trying to throw a chest pass right there. Would have been a better and more effective pass to get Jordan Roberson with a bounce pass. Would have avoided getting tipped from that defender and an easy layer for Jordan. So just a minor adjustment for CJ Franklin ends up an easy 2 points for Silicaga.
Good crowd here tonight to close out the regular season home stand. Again, the Aggies will host the area tournament here. They'll face Shelby County on Monday night at 7:30. That game will be booth cam only with us, so I think you'll get to watch me and Michael Adair's faces call that game. CJ driving, got fouled. The ball got stuck between the rim and the backboard, but CJ Franklin will go to the Marble City Pharmacy free throw line.
Foul will be on Black, number 10. That'll be his first personal foul. It'll be the fourth team foul for the Tigers. That's going to put Franklin to the line.
CJ at the line. Yeah, he's haven't shot many free throws tonight. CJ hits the first. Good guys by two. I don't know about you, but I'm excited for baseball season and softball season. The second year for baseball under Coach Jay Brooks. Chad Wilkinson leading the softball program. And Aggie soccer fans, we got you covered too. Michael Giddens going to be with you this year. Not for every game. And we're going to try to get all area contests as well as some key regular season home games for you. And then the playoffs. Michael Giddens and Jim Perini coming back with it. 26-23 Aggies. Silicaga Soccer is brought to you by Star Physical Therapy. We did want to plug Star Physical Therapy for that to help make that possible. Backdoor cut. Oh, what a pass, and then what a shot by Braylon Shepard. Can't draw it up much better.
Definitely can. That was a beautiful pass right there.
CJ steps into a three. Too strong. Rebound high in the air, taken by the Tigers. Moten pushes it ahead. Shepard faked the three to Curry. Curry spinning off of Crow, getting to the rim and finishing at the rim. 27-26 Tigers.
A lot of Talladega's offense is isolation. That was what they did effectively in that first matchup, and they're doing it effectively now. Silicaga has got to figure out a way to stay in front of the ball handler.
Roberson spinning, shooting, scoring, and taking contact.
Roberson with the basket. Foul will be on Black, number 10. That'll be his second personal foul.
28-27 with Roberson to the line. Even I got a little excited trying to encourage the Aggies there.
Every time Silicaga has struggled offensively, Jordan Roberson has come with an answer, and he does just right there what Silicaga needs him to.
Roberson knocks down the free throw, 29-27. Bauman, I'm not from Silicaga, but I tell you, these Talladega, Silicaga, Childersburg, Silicaga games, after a while, really start to mean something to you. Deep three up for Talladega, no good. Offensive rebound, Shepard fires a two, no good, and CJ will clear it for the Aggies. CJ finds Eric in the front court. He accelerates, stops, shoots, misses the jumper. Tough shot early in the possession. Curry down the lane and hits another one.
Yeah, not a huge fan of what Eric O'Neill did that possession. Heavily contested mid-range jump shot. One of the most ineffective jump shots you can take in a basketball game.
Roberson for three. Well off on that one. The Aggies didn't get back. Tigers didn't see it. The drive to the rim and then the dish is Morris lays it up. It is 31-29 Talladega.
The Aggies have to get back right there. You had two Silicaga Aggies standing in half court watching Talladega just lay it up at the basket.
CJ got fouled on the drive. He'll have two free throws coming his way.
Foul will be on Black, number 20. That'll be his first personal foul. That's going to put Franklin in the line for the Aggies. Now checking in for the Tigers.
First one, no good.
That's Xavion Miller. And for the Aggies, it'll be number 24, Tristan Whetstone.
CJ hits the second of two, 31-30. Aggies trailing by one, 80 seconds to play before half. Moten driving, foul on Harrell. Is that the...
I don't believe in what, number three.
It's the first team foul. Just had to take a look at that up there. First team foul for the Aggies. Just thought the lights weren't working on Silicaga's side here in the second quarter.
Rare occurrence for the way the Aggies play basketball, especially the defense they have.
Rolandis Jones to inbound. Xavion Millender over to Wright. He'll drive, and they'll get a foul on Roberson. Wright kind of bullied his way down.
It's again and again for Silicaga. They're not sliding their feet on defense, and they're getting beat to the basket over and over again.
Good job, Aiden. Good job.
CJ with it. With a minute to go, second quarter. Stay tuned for the Star Physical Therapy halftime. So CJ was driving, got fouled, no whistle, off to Harrell for three. Gabe, no. Rebound T. There he got the foul on the rebound. You just watch the referees call back-to-back fouls on this end. And then Jordan Roberson gets completely hedged off by the defender and shouldered, and no whistle.
It's an interesting way to call a basketball game. I'll leave it at that. We'd like to see more consistency with referees and calling it both ways.
Whetstone, the junior at the line, started played varsity as a freshman, went back to JV last year, back up to varsity this year. Corbin Patterson will check in if Tristan hits this free throw. Made the first and makes the second. And the Aggies take a 32-31 lead. Aggie's going to come into that press. See if they can clamp the Tigers down here in the last minute as Crow knocks the inbounds pass out of bounds. So it's Crow, T, CJ, Corbin, and Roberson. The backcourt trap knocked out of bounds.
Oh, I thought Talladega knocked that out.
Went right off the Talladega player's head right there, Jacavian Wright. Not sure how you missed that. The official is standing right there.
Jones has got to call a timeout and see if they take a full. Before we go to commercial, Aggies lead it by one. So it's 30-second timeout. Let's stay here. 32-31, back and forth they go. Much different than the first two games these two teams played. This last one was an 86-46 Aggie blowout win this time last week.
the difference in this game and last week's game is Talladega's having much more effective ability to beat the defender to the basket. Silicaga's got to slide their feet, got to stop the driver before they can get their head under the rim. Have to do that effectively if you're going to beat a team like Talladega, who thrives off one-on-one isolation matchups offensively.
Thank you.
32-31. Tigers trapping in the backcourt. Kicked out of bounds by the Aggies. Must be the fourth time they've inbounded it, and they're in 6 seconds. Tigers throw it away on the sideline.
Okay.
Poor man. 32-31. 34 and a half seconds to go. C.J. Franklin works it ahead in the front court. Crossover move. C.J. driving off the window. Missed the shot. Rebound put back by Whetstone is good. The Aggies get a steal on the inbounds. It's Crow. Feeds it to Franklin. Good. And the defense suffocating the Tigers now. A little run. The Aggies got to get back on defense, and we lead it by five. Tigers with 8 seconds to play in the corner for three, up, too strong. Rebound taken by Corbin. CJ with three, with two, with one. Layup at the buzzer. Got it to drop. And in the blink of an eye, it's a 7-point Aggie lead as we go to the locker room. 38-31 at halftime. We'll be back with the Star Physical Therapy halftime show.
Rebel City Plumbing serves Silicaga, Childersburg, Fayetteville, and all of the Coosa Valley. For any residential or commercial plumbing issue, contact Marble City Plumbing, 256-267-1569.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Silicaga High School Athletics.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Where you belong.
Rudd's Car Wash is located next to Curtis & Son Funeral Home in Silicaga. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. It's the best wash and value anywhere in the Coosa Valley.
Recovering from surgery? Transform your recovery journey at Silicaga Health and Rehab, where they make sure every day is a step forward. Their expert team offers physical, occupational, and speech therapies in an environment designed to nurture and inspire. At Silicaga Health and Rehab, they don't just care for you, they care about you. Silicaga Health and Rehab, where healing meets comfort. Proud supporters of Silicaga High School Athletics. For 50 years now, Van Zandt Hardware has served our community with the best products at affordable prices and the best customer service anywhere in the region. Whether you're a home builder, contractor, roofer, or just the typical homeowner wanting to take care of that weekend project, Van Zandt Hardware is easy to find on Highway 280 in Silicaga with options for every handyman or woman. Go from good to great with Van Zandt Hardware in Silicaga.
Looking for Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where everyone's treated like a star. 38-31 at the break, but it was a 6-0 run to close out the second quarter for the Aggies to take this lead. They haven't played great on the boards. Offensively, on pace to score around 80. You got to love that if you're Coach Joel Jones. But knowing how passionate he is about defense, he does not like that 31 on the scoreboard for Talladega there in the first half. Alex, what were your quick thoughts before we really dive deep here on the first half?
Well, that's exactly how you end the half when you're struggling to get anything going offensively. You turn them over, get easy layups to the basket. That's what Joel Jones wants to see you end the half with.
Yeah, 38-31 at the break. Some big threes for the Aggies, but they got, in the last minute and a half, they got much better on the glass and really defensively against Talladega there.
Yeah, Tristan Whetstone, he was battling down low. He got multiple offensive rebounds. C.J. Franklin, Eric O'Neill are doing their job down low. It's become a real team effort to get rebounds on both sides of the basketball, and it's going to have to be that way in the second half if Sylacaucus want to keep this 7-point lead.
A 7-point lead here at the break. Again, rivalry matchup tonight on the road Thursday at Talladega. Live video and radio available there as well. And then we'll get into the playoffs next week, Monday, 7:30, area tournament for the Aggies. Game two of the tournament, game one for Sylacauga against Shelby County. You win that one, you're automatically in sub-region. You win the next one, which will be on Wednesday at, I believe, 6 o'clock. You will be hosting sub-region, which is the round of 32. Before heading to a regional. Also tomorrow, Talladega County Softball and Baseball Media Day, brought to you by Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Every coach of every baseball and softball team in the county, along with two players, joining us live in studio all day tomorrow. Fortunately, I'm not on the air for that one. I'll just be producing it behind the scenes. It's going to be a long day for David McCurley and Michael Giddens, but it should be a fun day as we showcase the Talladega County baseball and softball players at Radio Alabama Studios. Alex, what do you want to see differently in the second half? It just feels like Sylacauga is always a second-half team. What adjustments do you expect to be seen drawn up for Coach Joel Jones in the second half?
Rebound the basketball. As simple as that. Find a player when you're on defense. Shot goes up. Put your rear into him. Put him out of position. Screw the rebound. Get on the fast break and run. If you're Sylacauga, that's what you have to do in the second half to take Talladega out of this basketball game. They have had way too many chances at the basket over and over again. So you've got to secure defensive rebounds. And then make your three-pointers again and again. You've made six thus far. Would like to see that number go up if you're a head coach Joel Jones for Sylacauga.
All right, Alex, that'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. We'll be back with the second half on the other side of this break. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Discover the delights at Betty Ruth's Cafe, where Asian, Southern, Mexican, and barbecue flavors meet. Nestled at Allen Brew Markets, a family-owned, locally operated business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Stuck on the road? Merkle's Anytime Towing offers light, medium, and heavy-duty towing and recovery in Shelby and Talladega counties. Need a jump start or a tire change? We've got you covered 24/7. In case of an accident, make sure to tell the officer that you want Merkle's Anytime Towing
to tow your car. Looking for a taste of Mexico in Sylacauga?
At La Piñata Mexican Grill, Thirsty Thursdays offer you Dos Equis for $2.99 in the bottle or $3.99 draft. Add a quesadilla hawaiana for only $10.99. La Piñata on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at piñatamexicangrill.com.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkle's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts, and tire changes to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkle's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkle's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
This is Sylacauga baseball coach Jay Brewers. And you're listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Aggie Sports Network, official broadcast partner, Sylacauga Athletics. Talladega will get the ball first to start the third quarter. It's the Aggies lead at 38-31. Six threes went down for the Aggies in the first half. Let's see if we can keep up the hot shooting. Basketball left wing with Talladega's Rolandes Jones. Skips it inside to Jaden Curry. He'll turn off shoulder. Missed the shot. It's rebounded by Jordan Roberson. CJ looks up. Attacks. Kicks back off. Corbin slings it to Jordan. Jordan stepping inside of the arc. Now left wing back to Patterson. Driving. Dishing. O'Neal attacking the baseline. Overhead pass. Now in the corner. CJ open for three. No good. Rebound. Eric O'Neal. Patterson inside. Crow climbs the ladder and lays it up and in.
That's exactly what Joel Jones likes to see. Ball movement, the ball touch, everybody's hands that possession. Ended up in an easy 2 points for Aiden Crow.
Driving 1 foot runner. Good. For Jacavian Wright. CJ trots ahead, crosses the timeline, works the right elbow, stops, drives, kicks, wide open. In the corner, Roberson. Money. 43-33, and just like that, snap your fingers, the Aggies lead it by double digits. There's the Jordan Roberson we know. Boy, Jones driving in just, oh, boy, he shoved that forearm into the chest of Corbin Patterson two or three times. And he finally got the call.
That'd be his first personal foul. Could have gone for an offensive foul there. Lowered that shoulder, kind of shoved the Sylacauga Aggie out of the way there.
You know, Michael Adair is listening. Said we're doing a good job. I think he might be back. I don't think he could do the Childersburg game, but I know he wants a couple playoff games. 43-33 Aggies. Jones second hit it, and the lead back to single digits. CJ, eyes up ahead, working on Berlandis Jones at the right wing, dribbles with the left hand, slashes across the paint, kicks it off to Corbin Patterson. Patterson a little too much dribbling, and then he tackled Berlandis Jones. Back-to-back fouls on Patterson.
Too much dribbling. Too much dribbling for Corbin Patterson.
Let's
get that ball movement. And that's what Silicaga did perfectly last possession. Is you got the ball movement, and you got Aiden Crow wide open under the basket.
Jones left wing. We play 2 minutes in the third. Skipping it right. Deep two. Pulls it up from the left side. No good. Rebound. Crow climbs the ladder again to grab that one. Roberson. Push pass to Corbin. Swinging it into the corner to Eric O'Neill. Throwing it out high to CJ. CJ nearly lost his dribble. Gets it back. CJ driving down the heart of the paint. Kicking it off. O'Neill for three. O'Neill. No good. Tigers with the board. Curry shot it out of bounds, caught it himself, but it'll be Aggie basketball. You can't do that, I don't think.
But the Aggies got lucky right there. They did not pick him up till he got to the low block. You have got to stop the ball handler before he gets that low to the basket.
Aggies by nine. 5:20 to play. CJ rotates to the left side of the floor and will reset the offense. Franklin tried to skip it down low. We threw it away. Talladega got the steal on the driver. Landis Jones missed the layup. Tap back. Who else? Jaden Curry.
Curry with a basket.
Boy. I'd ask you to count his points, but it might take you to the end of the third quarter to tally up what Curry's done so far tonight. Handoff pass at the top. Crow. Will stop and kick. Roberson drives inside, pulls up, air balls the two. Aggies by seven. Josh Story walked, no whistle. High rebound, Corbin Patterson. Look up, O'Neill, layup on the other side. Good, and the good guys in transition.
That's Silicaga basketball, the good guys in transition. Can't say that enough this year.
45-36, back up by nine. Curry spinning, got the defense in the air, flipped it up with a right hand, did the left, he missed the shot, then a foul on Curry. Well, they called a jump ball, it'll be Aggie ball, but boy, that should have been a foul on Curry. As the Aggies have Patterson, CJ, Eric, Corbin, and Jordan, your right tire and service, five on the floor, get it done the right way at Right Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Silicaga. Make sure people are participating. Comment, go Aggies on the Aggie Sports Network live stream and a chance to win an Aggie Sports Network hoodie. Corbin and CJ try to work it across. It's CJ across the timeline. Crow for three, and Crow cashes in.
He seniors timely shooting for Aiden Crow and Jordan Roberson.
48-36, now under four to go in the third quarter.
Not sure who it's got to be, but somebody has got to locate Jaden Curry when the shot goes up and move him out of the way.
No, Dr. Eller, you can't win an Aggie Sports Network hoodie, at least not on the first giveaway. Inside Story, the putback good for Talladega. 48-38. CJ had pressure from behind. Stops, free throw line. Corbin thought about a very deep three. The Aggies pull it down, leading it by 10. Trying to beat the rival Tigers for the third time this year. High screen set by O'Neill. CJ contested two, rattles off the rim, no good. Rebound tapped out, and they'll say Aiden Crow touched it last.
Another low percentage mid-range contested jump shot from a Silicaga Aggie. Those are not what you want in an offense that Joel Jones likes to run.
right key, Jones, inside, and then a three-second call on Rolandis Jones. And we'll do you guys a favor. You can also comment on the Sylacauga High School basketball feed as well. I know we're streaming the game to the basketball page also. So if you comment there, we'll look as well. Might be a couple days before you get that hoodie, but we'll hook you up. Corbin Patterson, crisp on the drive, gets it to drop through.
Nice body control from Corbin Patterson right there. Defender up in his grill, but has the body control to work his way around him for the easy layup for him.
Aggies by 12, biggest lead of the night. Curry driving the baseline, floats it up, and how did he get that to drop?
That's just better offense. The defense couldn't have been any better.
Got to tip your cap. 2:11 to go, third quarter. Handoff at the top and a moving screen. They're going to get Corbin. I think that's four on Patterson, maybe. It's at least three. The third on Patterson. You can also comment on YouTube. We'll look at those comments as well. For the free Aggie Sports Network hoodie. At the top for three. Well short. Good box out by Crow, but had to save it on the baseline. Threw it back to Jaden Curry. And Jaden Curry back in the scoring sheet.
Aiden Crow located the wrong jersey when he tried to pass that ball in.
Yeah, the Aggies not wearing black tonight. Over to Crow. He'll rise and fire, and he will connect. Aiden Crow does it again.
Timely shooting from the Sylacauga Aggie seniors.
53-42. Deep two, good for Braylon Shepherd. His second bucket of the ball game for the Tigers. Lead back down to 9 with a minute 16 to go. CJ slings it to Corbin. Corbin takes a screen, dribbles back to the basket, nearly stepped on the backcourt line, back off to Franklin. Franklin doubled and trapped. Crow again, same spot, do it again.
It's yes. Raining, baby. It's raining.
The last regular season home game, a couple of seniors trying to get that star physical therapy. Star player of the game, Roberson and Crow hot on offense. And a foul on the Tigers? Oh, yes, it is. An offensive foul. Braylon Shepherd with the foul. 45 seconds to go. Aggies by 12.
I might have to get my umbrella out if Aiden Crow hits another three-pointer in this quarter.
CJ skipping it down low on the right block was Tristan Whetstone. Giving it back off Roberson. With 23 seconds, Roberson driving, feeding. Whetstone underneath, layup too strong. Fights for the board. Whetstone, a man all over his back. Roberson fakes the three. Gives it in CJ. He'll attack. Layup good for Franklin. 10 seconds to go. Let's finish this quarter off strong. Tigers running up the right side of the floor. It's Moten on the drive. Now to Curry for two. Back iron, no good. And that is how the third quarter will end. A 58-44 lead after three. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Mix 106.5 is WSGN HD2 Stuartville, Sylacauga, Childersburg. Home of the Sylacauga Aggies on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
This is Coach Chris Smelly, and you are listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
58-44. We'll start the fourth. Final regular season home game for the Aggies. Good crowd on hand, a loud crowd. Leading about 14, Tigers with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Moten will drive. He'll stop on the right side, inside of the arc, and then a travel will be called on Moten. CJ, Gabe, Aiden, Tristan, and Jordan on the floor for the Aggies to start the fourth quarter. CJ driving, finger roll, yes, and one.
Tough by CJ Franklin.
What a drive by CJ. The fourth foul on Shepard. One more at the stripe for CJ. As close as this game was, it feels like just a few minutes ago, Aggies have a chance to go up by 17.
Comes down to Aiden Crow making it rain. Three three-pointers in that third quarter.
CJ completes the three-point try. 61-44. Rolandis Jones, little underhand shovel pass, knocked away. And then a foul by Gabe as he had it taken away. And then Curry going to the line. Go ahead and count up those Curry points.
God, so many. He's got 16.
16-44 is Curry. Corbin Patterson will check in with Josh Story for Talladega. Curry with 17, makes the free throw. Aggies by 14. Corbin races it ahead, kicking it inside. Easy feed to Whetstone. Tristan Whetstone's putting together a nice ball game tonight for the Aggies. Curry kicking it. Moten open for three. Air ball, rebound, Tristan Whetstone. Roberson driving, laying it up, missed the shot. T went for the board, but it's gathered in by Talladega. Snowbirding on the other side for the Tigers is Morris, and he lays it up and in.
And Morris with a basket.
Back to 14 is the Aggie lead. CJ dribbles it to the right wing, looking down the defense. The Aggies will set it up. CJ got past the defense, the blow by, and the bucket for Franklin.
CJ Franklin is the king of making those difficult circus layups.
The Aggies tap the inbounds pass out of bounds. Once CJ gets a step on you, he loves to go to the right side. He's a right-handed guy, but he also has the length where it's tough for you to get to the basketball. 65-49. Tigers beat the pressure. It's Josh Story firing it into the corner to Morris, and he walked. Boy, Talladega has traveled. Feels like five or six times tonight.
Must think they're at a track meet or something, the way that they're walking up and down the court.
Jaden Jones will come back in. It's been tough for Talladega since the retirement of the legendary Chucky Miller. CJ Bottom, a straightaway three-pointer. 68-49, layup good for Josh Story. Feels like every time the roof has a chance to come off this building, Talladega just gets an easy bucket down on the other side. Roberson attacking the right block, stopping, kicking. CJ driving, feeding, Tristan, yes.
Oh, wow. Tristan Whetstone is having himself a basketball game, but it starts with the point guards giving him the ball in the interior perfectly.
Talladega gets behind the defense there, and a timeout called by Talladega. We'll take 1-2, 70-53. Aggies on top with 5:35 left, fourth quarter.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Stop by or drive through today. Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga offers fast, friendly service and a convenient drive-through to get what you need quickly. From prescriptions to over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season, they've got you covered. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Midway through the fourth, Aggies with the lead, 70-53. Thanks for joining us tonight. Good night for Aggie Hoops. They've had a good couple weeks. Roberson thought about a deep three. He'll fire on the straightaway three. Oh, bottom for Jordan Roberson. And the Aggies lead it by 20. Runner on the other side, good for Curry. I know Curry can't win star physical therapy, star player of the game, but he's putting together a nice performance tonight. Timeout Aggies. Let's take one with him as well. Got to play these abs. 73-55. Aggies up on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Aggie Sports Network.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network video stream is brought to you by Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. And by Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Thank Central Alabama Community College and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. We can't do live video without them. They make this possible. Every single home and away game we do, all of our live video feeds are brought to you by Coosa Pines and Central Alabama Community College. Roberson to Patterson, Aggies by 18. Crow, no look feed. Corbin swinging it into the corner. Sparks for three. Good. Malik Sparks' three-point percentage has to be off the charts this year. I'd love to know exactly what it is. He doesn't log a lot of minutes, but when he gets in, Bauman, it seems like there's some twine being tickled by the basketball put up by Malik Sparks.
Definition of a three-point specialist for Sylacauga, Malik Sparks.
21-point lead. Pull up, Jay. No good. Curry. Rebound. Put back.
And Curry. With a basket.
76-57. Crow. A three. Crow. No good. Rebounded by Jacavian Wright and Talladega. They're going right to left in black. Aggies up by 19 with 4 minutes to play. Tough three up, no good, but a tap back by Jaden Jones is good. You know, Coach Jones is going to enjoy this win if the Aggies do hold on, but he's going to love the amount of film that he's got. Crow was fouled on the mid-range. He'll go to the line for two. Back to the Marble City Pharmacy free throw line. You beat Talladega and you get coaching material. I think that's kind of what you want as a head coach.
Yeah, I can tell you practice tomorrow is going to be focused on rebounding the basketball. They'll probably spend 2 hours doing that, boxing out drills, fighting for loose balls. That's what they've struggled with in this basketball game.
Sylacauga lacks size. There's no doubt about it. While Aiden is tall, listen, Aiden is one of the best shooters on the floor every time he hits the floor. Not really known for his inside presence. He can play inside, but they are a little undersized.
Well, it's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog is what I was always told.
And this is without one of my faves, Josh Beard.
I think he's everybody's favorite when it comes to rebounding, especially Coach Jones.
78-59. Rolandis Jones, tough shot, no good. Josh Story, an offensive rebound. And the putback good. I'm not sure I've ever seen a team get this many offensive rebounds and points off of offensive rebounds and still trail by 17. Crow feeds it to Patterson. They whip it around the floor. Roberson, right wing catch, but he pulls down the three. Skipping it into the corner, Malik Sparks. Another one for Malik. This one went all the way down and popped out. Jumper for Talladega, no good. Rebounded on the air ball was Roberson. Flips it ahead, Malik Sparks. He'll attack. Malik, layup, no. Rolandis Jones throws it off the glass and somehow gets a tough shot to drop.
Nobody picks up the basketball. He gets right to the block again, uncontested.
Malik for three. No, thought about it too long. Rebounded by Eric O'Neal, but poked away from behind. Jaden Jones got a hand on it. Down on the other side, Curry with another bucket. It's 78-65, 2:20 to play. Curry's got 20-plus for the Tigers. C.J. Franklin will check back in.
I know the Aggies like to play fast, get up and down the court, but they're playing a little bit too fast for their own good right now.
No. Corbin tried a backdoor cut to Malik Sparks. Corbin's going to check out. Malik's going to check out. C.J. Gabe check in. Was tipped out by Talladega, so the Aggies do keep possession. We get it into Crow. He got fouled on the arm on the shot, and Aiden Crow back to the stripe. Free throw line brought to you by our friends at Marble City Pharmacy. Really easy to change your prescription destination to Marble City Pharmacy. That's who I use. Two great guys, Jared and Jacob Johnson. Marble City Pharmacy here for life. Feels like Aiden Crow's been playing varsity basketball for so long, he might be here for life. He's just
got the Hunter Renfro feel.
Going back a long way. Crow's been playing varsity for the Aggies. A three-year varsity starter. 80-65. Aggies by 15. Rolandis Jones buries a left wing three.
Hand down, man down. Did not contest the shooter. He walked right into that three-pointer.
Aggies have been up by 21. It's now down to 12. CJ gets it ahead to Harrell, and he's fouled.
Foul will be on Black, number 12. That'll be his fourth personal foul. That'll be the 14th foul for the Tigers.
Jordan's got to get it in. Finds Eric O'Neal on the block. Inside to Jordan. Got hit on the hands, and Jordan will shoot two.
I would love to have the body control going up for layups that these Silicon guards have. Eric O'Neal, C.J. Franklin, Jordan Roberson has so much control when they go up for layups. They can finish through contact, wide open, going around people. It's just absurd, their body control.
Roberson at the stripe. Made the first. Roberson rattles in the second. Aggies by 14. Talladega, really an offensive explosion for them tonight, especially on the offensive glass. They haven't come close to 70 against the Aggies the first two games that they've played.
The difference for Talladega in this game than their previous two against the Aggies is those contested jump shots, the second chance baskets that they couldn't get to convert, are falling in this basketball game.
I know a lot of people have commented, go Aggies. We're not going to be able to announce the winner during the game because we can't see all of the comments. It won't let us scroll up high enough. So we will comment to you. We will reply to the winner's comment and then comment who won overall as a comment inside of the comments section of tonight's live video on the Aggie Sports Network Facebook page. They're nice hoodies. Even Alex Bauman doesn't have one.
Yeah, I got to get me one.
He's got to finish one full season on the Aggie Sports Network before he gets a jacket. After those free throws, it's 83-68, Aggies by 15. Minute six to go. Rolandis Jones got fouled. Looked like he was going to go for the flush. Rolandis Jones has had a pretty nice game for the Tigers.
Him and Curry have been the majority of the offense for Talladega in this game. It's unfortunate they fall short for head coach Darian Simmons, but not unfortunate for Silicaga coming out with the win.
Timeout called by Coach Jones after the first free throw. A full timeout will take one, two. 83-69, Aggies lead it with 1:02 left in the fourth quarter.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Silicaga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
This is Silicaga Superintendent Dr. Michelle Eller, and this is the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Silicaga Athletics.
The Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Silicaga Athletics. I'm trying to think of we didn't get every single basketball game in. There were some Christmas break tournament games that we didn't get, but I tell you, I'm not sure how many we missed, Alex, but it wasn't many as the second free throw is good. Aggies by 13 with 55 seconds to go. Crow, cross-court feed. Here he goes. Misses the three, though, does Aiden. Curry trying to fill his stat sheet as the Aggies reached on him and fouled him. Michael Giddens, Hayden Epperson have done a really good job of covering girls basketball for us this year. I know you've covered a few girls as well. We've been mainly focused on the boys' team.
Yeah, not the season you wanted for Coach Victor Smith for the girls' basketball team, but there's been a lot of bright spots this year. Journey Smith reaching 1,000 points last night was huge for them.
Catch and shoot three off the inbounds. Rebound tapped by Gabe. It's C.J. Franklin on the run. C.J. sizing up Story. He'll lay it up and in over Josh Story. I think once it's all said and done and the playoffs roll through, we're going to get about 55 or so basketball games in, I hope. That'll put us at 65 broadcasts before we even get to spring sports. The goal this year is 100. We'll see what we can do. 85-72, bucket made for the Tigers. The Aggies will dribble it out. With 5 seconds to go, it's Roberson. And your final score will be 85-72. Aggies get the win over Talladega. We'll take a break. We'll be back with a Star Physical Therapy post-game show.
When back pain or sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Silicaga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
is the Star Physical Therapy post-game show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Star Physical Therapy post-game show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. We will, I guess, keep it kind of quick as the Aggies win this one 85-72 over the rival Talladega Tigers. Man, what a game it was. Back and forth it went. Sylacauga at one point led by as many as 21, but the final lead for the Aggies, but 13 points. A good rivalry win. They sweep the Tigers, so get your brooms out. It's been a pretty dominant year over rivals this year, and then trying to sweep the Childersburg Tigers as we close out the year. Here on Thursday night, the regular season ends. Sylacauga will be at Childersburg. Alex Bauman, your thoughts on the ball game tonight?
They finished the game the way they needed to. They made three-pointers. They won the rebounding battle against Talladega, even though at times looked like they weren't. They ended up with what I have recorded, won the rebound battle against the Tigers. They did not win the offensive rebound battle because Talladega, that's where they love to rebound the basketballs on the offensive end. But overall, won the rebound battle, made three-pointers when he needed to. Aiden Crow double figures, Jordan Roberson double figures, and C.J. Franklin with double figures. Franklin had 22, Roberson was 17, and Crow with 15.
85-72. A game where Sylacauga didn't play its best basketball but still felt like it dominated, especially in the scoring column late.
The defense and the rebounding were not what Joel Jones is going to be happy about. That's going to be on film and shown to the players all week leading up to the area tournament. But the offense for them was what won in this basketball game. The three-point shooting, which is what I identified at the start of the basketball game, was their key to victory.
All right, time to give your Star Physical Therapy Star Player of the Game. In this 85-72 win over Talladega, Alex Bauman, I want to give it to a guy. I'll let and see who you have, and then if you don't give it to this guy, I'll veto you.
I'm going to give it to Tristan Whetstone. He finished with 8 points and 6 rebounds. I know he's not the leading scorer or didn't have the most rebounds on the team, but finished with 8 points and the 6 rebounds, came in, did the dirty work, a lot of stats that were not recorded on the stat sheet. The hard hat award is what Nate Oates gives to his players. Mo Diabate, he's doing things that aren't recorded in the stat sheet. That's exactly what Tristan Whetstone did tonight. He was one of the main Aggies battling for defensive and offensive rebounds time and time again.
All right, final score again, 85-72. Aggies get the win over Talladega. We will see you on Thursday night on the road at Childersburg. From Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman, this has been a product of Radio Alabama Sylacauga Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Alvia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Moland Paint and Body, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, Merkel's Anytime Towing. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.